Track number 2, Introduction to Kaliya Daman Leela. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Verses 47 to 52, by His Holiness Radha Govinda Das Maharaj in Haridwar, May 3rd, 2000.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chapter 15, Shloka 47,
252.
First of all, Sukadev Goswami is addressing Parikshit Maharaj, Hey Rajan, O Maharaj Parikshit. In this way, Bhagavan Shri Krishna wanders around Vrindavan. One time, he went to the bank of Kalindi and without Lord Balram. He was surrounded by other sakhas, friends. It says, Sakhi Bhir Rita. Srila Sanatan Goswami Maharaj says, on this shloka, in this way, the leelas in which Aishwarya was hidden, only Madhurya was there. After speaking those leelas, he spoke of the leela in Talwan of killing the Dhenukasur as demon. At this time also, he is speaking on this pastime where the Aishwarya leela of being the supreme is revealed. He wants to speak on Kaliya Daman Leela, his beginning. In text 47, the word evam is important. We should understand.
Evam sa Bhagavan Krishna. Evam is prakar.
Evam sa Bhagavan Krishna. In this way. In this way, the Lord is performing His Pauganda Leela, Vichitra, amazing Leela. This Leela of Kaliya Daman Leela is at the end, towards the end of His sixth year. Shri Krishna appeared on Ashtami. So the sixth year is about to finish, and on Janmashtami he will be finished with sixth year and seventh starting.
Tasmat Vrindavanju Rakshatyartham Tannigraha Nugrahartham Cha Yajaviti Bhava. Bhagavan Kalindi ke tat par gaye, iska kya arth hai?
Bhagavan went to the bank of Kalindi. What does that mean? Why Bhagavan? Sanatan Goswami Maharaj says, Bhagavan, one meaning is Sarvagya, all knowing.
Kya kya sarvagyata hai mein?
What all sarvagyata is there, all knowing? He has taken his appearance for the hit or benefit of the whole world. So he knows the cruelty and rascaldom of Kaliya. This Gyan Krishna has. This is his Aishwaryata. And to protect the the living entities of Vrindavan from Kaliya and to perform Nigraha on Kaliya and to perform Anugraha on Kaliya. Nigraha means to punish him and Anugraha means to bless him.
तो भगवान ने विचार कर लिए काली का निग्रह करना है और निग्रह ही अनुग्रह होगा.
He has made up his mind that he is going to do nigraha for Kaliya and that itself will be the blessings.
Nigrahoyam bhavatah krutohi. भगवान ने वास्तव में कालिये पर अनुग्रह किया है. बाहर से देखने में लगता है कि निग्रह किया.
Actually he only did for Kaliya anugraha, blessings, but externally it seems that he did nigraha, punishment.
कहते हैं कालिय दमन विधान.
We also say कालिय दमन विधान.
कालिय का दमन किया.
He did कालिय दमन.
भगवान ने कालिय का दमन क्या किया? कालिय का उत्कर्ष बढ़ा दिया.
Actually, Krishna did not do his daman, punish. He actually increased Kaliya's glories.
इन सब बातों को जान करके जमुना के तट पर गए.
Knowing all these things, he went to the banks of Jamuna.
वृंदावन चरण सन. वृंदावन चरह शब्द बता रहा है. पहले वृंदावन में घूमे.
The word वृंदावन चरह, सनातन गोस्वामी says that first he wandered around Vrindavan.
वृंदावन चरण सन. वृंदावन में घूमते हुए कालिंदी के तट पर गए. ऐसा नहीं कि ब्रज से निकले और अकस्मात जमुना.
He went to the banks of Kalindi. It's not that he went to Vrindavan and he went straight to the bank of Jamuna.
पर चले गए. कुछ देर खेले.
He played for some time. Grazed the cows.
उसके बाद गए. सबके साथ सखीर वृता.
He went with everyone.
तट पर जाने के लिए.
Text 47 सखी भीर वृता means surrounded by all his friends.
और वृंदावन चरह भी सखीर वृता. सखाओं से घिरे हुए वृंदावन विहार किए और सखाओं से घिरे हुए.
Surrounded by his boyfriends, he performed pastimes in the forest and surrounded by his boyfriends, he went to the bank of river Jamuna.
गौएं भी सब गई.
All the cows, all the sakhas and the lord.
क्वचित. क्वचित का क्या अर्थ है?
क्वचित. Why the word क्वचित?
कदाचित का अर्थ है षष्ठ वर्षस्य अंत ग्रीष्म काले इत्यर्थ.
क्वचित मीन कदाचित.
कदाचित का यहाँ अर्थ है क्वचित. छठे वर्ष के
मीन्स वंस.
ग्रीष्म ऋतु में.
वंस इन हिज सिक्स्थ ईयर इन द समर सीजन.
रामम बिना. राम के बिना क्यों गए?
रामम बिना. Why without राम?
समस्त लीलाओं में तो श्री बलराम जी को साथ में रखते हैं.
In all his other लीलास he always takes Lord Balram with him. And here why he did not take Lord Balram?
श्रीपाद सनातन गोस्वामी लिखते हैं अन्यथा कालिये हृद प्रवेशादिना शेष
जनाना. श्री सनातन गोस्वामी writes because otherwise
श्री कृष्ण कालिये हृद में प्रवेश करेंगे.
बिकॉज
इनको देख करके
श्री कृष्ण वुड एंटर द कालियास पॉन्ड कालियास हृद एंड सीइंग हिम ऑल द फ्रेंड्स एंड काउज विल.
ब्रजवासी काली दहन कालिये दहन में कूद पड़े. ऑल द उनका अनर्थ होगा.
ब्रजवासी विल
बलराम यदि बाहर रहेंगे
ऑल्सो जम्प इन द जमुना एंड दे विल ऑल डाई. सो इफ Lord Balram is outside, he will stop all the Brajvasis later on to enter into the Kaliya's pond.
को रोक लेंगे. किसी का मरण नहीं हो पाएगा.
Nobody will die. That's one reason he did not take Balram.
ये तो चक्रव्यक्त मारी बात बाद में स्पष्ट होगी.
This Sanatan Goswami ji says that this will be known later on. Why? Because Lord Balram, later on, he would hold everybody at the same time, and he would stop anyone from entering the river. This will be revealed later on.
ब्रजजन रमणा अभिप्रायण राम मिलती उत्तम। यहाँ श्री बलराम जी को राम क्यों कहा गया है? किस प्रकार ब्रजवासियों के लिए सुखद है, सबको मृत्यु से बचा लिया।
Why Lord Balram is called Ram? Because he is the giver of happiness for all the Vrajvasis. Because later on we'll see he will stop everyone from entering the waters. Therefore he is called Ram.
जदवा परम स्निग्धेन तेन स्वाभिप्रेत कालिये हरदांतर राम को क्यों नहीं ले गए? उन्होंने सोचा कि जब मैं कालिये हरद में प्रवेश करने
The Lord did not take Ram, Lord Balram with him, because he thought, when I will try to enter into the Kaliya's pond, Lord Balram will try to stop him.
Balram ji pravesh karne nahi denge.
Therefore he did not take him. Because as soon as Krishna would start climbing on that very tall Kadamba tree by the bank of Kaliya's pond, Balram would immediately stop him. Where are you going? Get down.
इनको तो बहुत अधिरुह्य कदम्बम अधिरुह्य अधिमन अधिकम।
And Krishna had planned to climb on the very very top of the Kadamba tree.
तुंग बिल्कुल शिखर पर चढ़ गए उस वृक्ष के, उनको कूदना था। श्री बलराम जी रहते तो अवश्य बाधा देते।
And if Shri Balram would be there, he would definitely not let him.
इसलिए भगवान उनको नहीं ले।
That's one reason why he did not take him.
श्री हरिश्वर जी ने कहा है कि भगवान शायद इसलिए
श्री हरिश्वर प्रभु
सांप का निग्रह करेंगे मारेंगे
has given his comment, his bhav, that Krishna will punish the snake and Nigraha, and he'll squash him and bash him. So perhaps because Lord Balram is Sarparaj, the king of all the snakes, Sheshnag, he may not like it. That why are you bashing up a person of my species? Thinking that the Lord did not take because there will be moha. This is his bhav. श्री भगवान डिड नॉट टेक दाऊजी
उत्तल लीला स्मरणेन स्वयं आत्मया महाराज परीक्षित को संबोधित करते
थिंकिंग ऑफ दैट लीला सुखदेव गोस्वामी हिमसेल्फ बिकम्स वेरी सैड सो ही एड्रेसेस महाराज परीक्षित हे राजन ही सेज
अथवा अग्रे राज्ञा भैजार्थम संबोधयति अथवा महाराज परीक्षित को आगे धैर्य के लिए संबोधित कर रहे हैं
और ही इज एड्रेसिंग महाराज परीक्षित दैट नाउ ही शुड बिकम वेरी पेशेंट एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग बिकॉज द कथा अबाउट टू टेल यू इज गोइंग टू बी वेरी सैड वन यू आर किंग
जदवा राज मान
और
Or
it can mean that the Rajan, he Rajan word is connected for Krishna because Rajan means to look very beautiful also. If you don't take that word, he Rajan, as an addressing Maharaj Parikshit, then it means Rajan Krishna, looking very beautiful. That day to Sukadev Goswami, Krishna was looking very beautiful. Sanatana Goswami on this verse says that the Lord had planned to jump in the Kaliya's pond, and therefore today he did not wear too many jewelry. His body was open, so therefore he was looking very beautiful. You could see all his chest, his arms, no flower garlands, no shirt, no chadar. He was looking very beautiful. Rajan means beautiful Krishna. Sarvang Shobha was being seen, because usually all his body and his arms are covered with jewels and clothes, but Sarvang Bhushan, all Sarvang Shobha, all his body it was looking very beautiful without any jewelry and much clothes. Only he was wearing a little cloth on his waist. Or perhaps he didn't wear much jewelry or any jewelry, because he knew that later on the wives of the Kaliya, they would give him a lot of jewelry as gifts. And perhaps thinking this, he did not wear. Sanatan Goswami Maharaj says, therefore the word Rajan is used.
Tamanartham tejo vishesh prakatnatva athva Rajan kar se tejasvi Kaliya ka taman karna hai, isliye apna tej prakat kiye hai, isliye Rajan Krishna.
Therefore Rajan Krishna, because he is exhibiting his strength, his beauty, therefore Rajan Krishna. Surrounded by his sakhas, he went. He was surrounded by sakhas in all four directions. Why they were all around him? On this, Sripad Sanatan Goswami writes, in the Gop Sakhas, they had so much love for Krishna that they always wanted to see him. They would always want to be ahead of him a little bit, facing him, so they could see him all the time. Very close, almost they wanted to touch him as they walked. This is called Prem Samsardha. They did not want to be away from him at all, very close, facing him. And one meaning is because out of their love for him. The second reason is because of the orders of Brajeshwari, Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda had ordered the boys that you should keep Krishna in the center of all of you. Never let him go here and there.
तो माँ जसोदा के आदेश का स्मरण करके बच्चे घेरे हुए रहते हैं कृष्ण।
So always remembering Mother Yashoda's order, they would always surround him in from all directions, and also by their own love.
स्नेह से घेरे रहते हैं, स्वयं ही स्नेह है कि कहीं इधर उधर ना चला जाए।
By their own love, they're very careful that he should not go here and there or get in some kind of trouble or difficulty. So they're always surrounding him. And why Jamuna is called Kalindi? Here Sanatan Goswami says that the mountain from which Mother Jamuna comes is called Kalind.
Kalinda, Kalin ka arth hai kali aur kali ke dosh ko ya kalah ko.
Kalin, Kalin means Kali or Kali Yuga or the doshas of Kali Yuga.
Kukudyati, khandayati, iti Kali Yuga.
Fighting.
Dhyati, da karta khandana or da karta khandan karna.
To clear it is called Kalind.
Saprakar ke kala ko dukh ko nasht kar de, usko Kalind kahte hai.
The person who can destroy all the bad effects of Kali is called Kalind, and the daughter of Kalind is Kalindi, and she has about the same qualities because she is the daughter of Kalind.
Kalindasya putrim iti tasya api tadrishatvam adhipretam. तो कालिंदी में भी यही गुण है जिसको कहने के लिए बात कर रहे हैं अतः काली निशानार्थम तस्य
कालिंदी हैज द सेम क्वालिटीज देयरफॉर सनातन गोस्वामी हैज यूज द वर्ड कालिंदी एंड नॉट द वर्ड नेम जमुना
अनम युक्तम तस्यम ज्ञानम युक्तम इति भाव अतः काली को निकालने के लिए वैसी जमुना के तट पर अथ गावश्च
सो ही सेज The Lord went to the bank of Kalindi.
Gopascha nidagha tapapiditaha dushtam janantar ke liye.
Text 48.
Sripa Sanatana Goswami kahte hain atha.
Atha the word. Means then.
Usse grishma ritu ke ghaam
As soon as the cows and the cowherd boys reached the banks of Jamuna because of the extreme heat of the summer,
गर्मी से व्याकुल
थे और
बहुत अधिक प्यास लगी
सफरिंग सो मच फ्रॉम द हीट
जाते ही सभी एक साथ पानी पीने
एंड दे वर सो थर्स्टी एंड ऑल ऑफ देम ऑल द काउज एंड ऑल द बॉयफ्रेंड्स एट द सेम मोमेंट दे पुट देयर माउथ ऑन द वाटर टू ड्रिंक
गावश्च गोपाश्च जुगपत पानी पी रहे एक साथ इसीलिए चकाराभ्याम सनातन गोस्वामी जी आगे लिखे हैं चकारा ध्यान दोनों चकार दो बार है गावश्च गोपाश्च
देयरफॉर सनातन गोस्वामी लेटर हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन दिस वर्स 48 द वर्ड्स गावश्च एंड गोपाश्च च च इज देयर ट्वाइस
दोनों एक साथ पानी पीने लगे
दैट मींस बोथ ऑल द काउज एंड ऑल द बॉयज started to drink water at the same very split of a second.
Pani jem hi chhue mukh se pi nahi paaye.
They did not drink, but as soon as the water touched their lips, immediately they felt tortured and they immediately fell down dead. At the same moment, all the cows and all the boys.
मर गए कुछ तो जल के भीतर गिर पड़े
सम
तट पर इधर उधर गिर पड़े
सम फेल इनसाइड द वाटर एंड सम फेल हियर एंड देयर बाय द बैंक्स ऑल ऑफ देम एवरीवन डाइड
ये भगवान की एक अद्भुत लीला
दिस इज एन अमेजिंग लीला ऑफ द लॉर्ड
तप पीड़िता दुष्टम जलम पपुष्टस्य तृषार्ता विषदूषितान त्रिशार्ता थे प्यास से व्याकुल थे उस दूषित जल को
दे वर अफ्लिक्टेड बाय थर्स्ट एंड दे ड्रैंक द कंटेमिनेटेड वाटर हाउ वाज इट कंटेमिनेटेड इट वाज कंटेमिनेटेड विद पॉइजन फ्रॉम कालिया
ये नाग के विष से वो दूषित हो गया विषैला हो गया
What is the secret behind the word Atha in text 48?
अनंतरम एवैति विचारादिकम निरस्तम अथ शब्द शीघ्रता के अर्थ में भी होता है यानानंतरम एव जेम ही
अथ
तेम ही पी लिए
मींस वेरी क्विकली as soon as they reached very quickly they just tried to drink the water means as soon as they reached immediately and from this we can understand why or question why they did not think even for a moment because they knew this was poisoned water in this shloka both the cows and the gopas they did not think they did not consider because they were afflicted too much by thirst and the heat. Reading from Sanatana Goswami. Otherwise, just think, if some had drunk a little bit before, even a little bit before, and they would have fallen dead, the others would have become a little careful and not have gone. But it did not happen like that. At the same split of a second, they all drank. But Krishna also must have been thirsty. But how come the boys and the cows did not consider that Krishna should drink first, as they usually do, and they did not even think? Without Krishna drinking, they already went and tried to drink. On this he says, Nidag. Nidag means very hot. Nidag Pidita. So afflicted by thirst, they could not think that we should let Krishna drink first because of extreme thirst. Although up till this time, never ever they ate or drank anything without Krishna drinking or eating first. But today was the first time they got this thirst, like Maharaj Parikshit's thirst. They could not consider anything. This was also Krishna's desire, that they would drink. In the next slokas, we could see. So they drank. Because of Kaliya, the water had become poison, although it looked very clean and nice and fresh. It was the most dangerous halahal vish poison.
Text 49-50.
Hey Kuru Shrestha, best of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit. As soon as they touched the water, they became unconscious. It was such a terrible, most dangerous poison that just by touching the outer lip, they died. Uncountable thousands of cows and the gopsakhas, they became unconscious, dead. Some inside the water, some on the bank of the water. Devo pahat chetasa. Why they drank the water? Because it was the desire of the Lord. By the desire of the Lord, they had lost their intelligence to think. Daiva means here that it's Krishna's desire. This was all Bhagavat Icha, the Lord Krishna's desire, all this, the whole thing, that they, without thinking, putting their mouth in the water, not considering if Krishna has taken, and to fall unconscious and dead, it was all Krishna's desire to punish Kaliya. Hari Sauri ji writes that any great man will not make enemy from a person without any reason. The Lord is showing that. He wanted to show the world how dushta, how bad Kaliya was. When Krishna's friends and cows all die by drinking that water, then Krishna will have the full point on having the right to chastise Kaliya. Otherwise, how he can just go and chastise Kaliya? Because how you can just go and attack someone in his house, in his home, unless he's done something for you? The whole world will say, that's not fair. This is Hari Sauri Prabhu's bhav. That Krishna wanted to show the world Kaliya's offenses. Although he may have done thousands and lakhs of offenses before to other people, but what did he do to Krishna that he started to jump in his house and started to punish him in that way? So now Krishna has the right to do that. So to reveal this Kaliya's dushtata, his rascaldom to the world, Krishna arranged this leela that his boyfriends and cows would drink without thinking of him, or without thinking, just drink, try to drink and fall dead. Was all his arrangement. So nobody in the world would say Krishna is so harsh and he punished Kaliya for no reason and threw him out of Vrindavan and squashed all his heads. The Lord wanted to see, to show that this is what he deserved. And Hari Sauri Prabhu wanted to say that no person should attack anyone unless they have done something to you, or even become their enemy, unless there is a good reason. What could be worse for Lord Krishna that all his cows and all his sakhas would die? What could be worse than that? And that also without any reason. So who has contaminated this water? It's Kaliya. So Kaliya should be thrown out of here. Krishna is Sarvagya. He sees the points from all directions, so nobody can blame him for anything. Because there may be a question, why Krishna did this? He let his friends and cows first die, and then he would immediately bring them back to life, and then he will go in the Jamuna and chastise Kaliya. He could have just immediately come and jumped in there and chastised him. This is Adbhut Leela, amazing Leela. Just now you will see in the next shloka coming that the Lord will revive them with His merciful glance. So the Lord did that to show the Kaliya's ill feelings, and also to show His love towards His cows and His sakhas. So Dev here, the desire of Dev means here the desire of Lord Sri Krishna. So our acharyas are explaining this word, the Dev. Dev usually means, because of the arrangements, high authorities, the demigods. The Lord's manobhav, the Lord's bhav is here called Daivena. And also because of Kaliya's Daiv, Kaliya's Bhagya, his good fortune, means in Kaliya's good fortune it was written that he would get the Lord's lotus feet on his head. This is called Daiv for Kaliya. Because of Kaliya's good fortune, this happened. Another meaning. Kaliya actually had very good fortune. Because of his good fortune, this happened, that the cows and the cowherd boys died, and Krishna danced and jumped on his forehead and threw him out of Vrindavan. He would have had no relationship with Krishna.
कालिये कर्म फल इतना ही दिन लिखा था ब्रज में रहना है अब निकल
और इट कुड बी कालियाज दैव मीन्स इट कुड बी दैट कालियाज गुड फॉर्चून टू लिव इन वृंदावन वॉज ओनली फॉर सो मेनी डेज एंड देन इट वॉज अप एंड ही हैड टू लीव
जो कुछ भी हो काली वृंदावन से बाहर चला गया तो कोई घाटा नहीं हुआ भगवान
वट एवर इट वॉज कालिया वॉज हैड टू लीव वृंदावन इट वॉज नो लॉस फॉर हिम बिकॉज ही गॉट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इफ वन गेट्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड वेर एवर कृष्णा सेंड्स यू टू लीव दैट इज डिवोशनल सर्विस
दैट
इज ओके
और सब ब्रजवासियों को
ही वॉज लिविंग एज अ ब्रजवासी And he was giving difficulty and torturing the other Brajvasi. When he did not even leave the water in Jamuna to be drinkable, all because of one person, then what right did he have to live in Vrindavan? Krishna, This kind of people, Krishna throws them out of Vrindavan, those who contaminate like this.
किसी के भी ब्रजवास करने से दूसरे जीव दुखी हो वहाँ, तो भगवान नहीं चाहते हैं कि वह व्यक्ति रहे.
If somebody wants to do ब्रजवास, and because of him, so many other living entities in Braj are tortured or given so much difficulty, then Krishna doesn't want that he should live there. So this was Kaliya's dev, his good fortune. Because Kaliya himself said that this is my good fortune and his wives also later on they say in one shloka.
धर्मोत्थवा सर्व जनान कंपया जतो भवान तुस्य जानते हैं कि हमारे पति ने क्या सुकर्म किया
द नाग पत्नी इज द वाइफ्स ऑफ कालियास दे टोल्ड कृष्णा लेटर ऑन दैट वी डोंट नो व्हाट गुड डीड्स आवर हस्बैंड हैड डन प्रीवियसली
कि आपका चरण रज मिला
दैट ही गॉट द डस्ट ऑफ योर लोटस फीट ऑन हिज हेड दैट डस्ट Which is desired by Lakshmi Devi, and till this day she hasn't got it. Chakravarti Pad says, not just Charan Raj, not just the dust of Krishna's feet, but he got Krishna's whole feet and the print imprints from Krishna's lotus feet. On his head forever. No other devotee ever had this before.
अरे भगवान सिर पर रखे होंगे किसी भक्त के चरण तो भगवान के चरण की छाप थोड़ी पड़ी होगी.
The Lord might have had put his foot on a devotee's head, but never ever they got an imprint from the sole of his feet.
कुछ भी निशान नहीं रह गया. लेकिन कालिये के फण पर आज तक निशान
बट ऑन कालियाज हुड्स इवन टिल टुडे ही हैज दोज मार्क्स
भगवान के चरण चिन्ह का
द लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट
भगवान ने कहा कि अमित रहेगा
एंड द लॉर्ड सेड
गरुड़ जी तुमको नहीं खाएगा
दिस द मार्क्स ऑफ माय लोट माय फीट द सोल्स ऑफ माय फीट विल ऑलवेज रिमेन देयर डोंट वरी गरुड़ा विल नॉट बादर यू एनी मोर ही विल नॉट ईट यू सो यू गो फियरलेसली
तो उसका बहुत बड़ा भाग है
सो ही हैज ग्रेट फॉर्चून
जदवान से आशीर् ललना चरत तपो बिहाय कामन सुशिरम जतो व्रत यहाँ चेतो
सो ही कालियाज दैव
गोपो और गायों
कालियाज गुड फॉर्चून कृष्णाज डिजायर
ज्ञान हर लिया गया
कृष्णाज लव फॉर हिज फ्रेंड्स एंड द काउज देयर इंटेलिजेंस was lost and they drank the water and died
samupes drishtvaiva yete devam tad vishesh vibhag jo baat kahi gayi hai
in sanskrit there is something called ukt posh nyay
पोसने के लिए फिर से वैसी बात कही जाती है तो उसको पुनरुक्ति दोष नहीं कहते।
When that something is said twice at the with different words, the same thing is repeated twice.
कहते हैं कि वह तन्मा विशैला था, तन्मा
विशैला। सनातन गोस्वामी says
बार बार विशांभव विदूषितम कह रहे हैं।
He says that he keeps repeating the same thing again and again, that he was so poisonous, he was so poisonous. Bhayankar vish.
Ukt posh nyay
means to make your point. You say the same thing again and again in different words. To make your point so refined and clear, you say it again. Why again and again? He's saying that the cows went and boys, cows, some of them fell in the water, some by the bank of. Why it is repeated again and again? Sanatan Goswami repeats that again and again, just to show how poisonous the water was. That they did not even move one step. They touched the water with their lip and they fell down. He repeats that again and again. Why he is saying, Sukadev Maharaj is saying a Kuru Shrest to Maharaj Parikshit. Because he knows when Maharaj Parikshit would hear that all of Krishna's friends died and cows died, Maharaj Parikshit would drown in an ocean of sorrow. So he is addressing him, O Kuru Shrestha, O best of the Kurus, please bear some patience. This is going to be a very sad leela. Then what did Krishna do?
Ichchaya mrita varshilya swanathan samajivaya. Gopo aur gavu ko tatha bhuta.
Text 50. Lord Krishna, the master of all masters of mystics, he felt compassion for his devotees who had no Lord other than him. Seeing them in this condition, the Lord looked at them with nectarian glands, showered the nectar from his glands, and brought them immediately back to life. Sukadev Goswami, here Sanatan Goswami writes that Sukadev Goswami also became very sad when he saw that all Krishna's cows and his boyfriends are lying there like dead bodies. What was the condition? Sukadev Goswami is not even able to describe. It was such an inauspicious scene that he was seeing that he could not describe it. The same children that just 2 minutes before they were singing and laughing and playing with Krishna, and now in just 2 minutes they were all dying, they were all lying dead, every single of them, thousands and thousands of them. And Krishna was looking at their faces. Just seeing them, it says in the shloka that from his eyes, Amrit, the nectar, was showering. Nectar showering means his tears. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna went and he looked at all his friends and the cows and he put his arms around them and he embraced them and he cried. And his tears, they fell on his friends and cows. Krishna's tears are Amrit, Krishna's tears are not non-different from Krishna. From his tears touching his cows and the boys, they immediately came back to life. This is explained as what it says in the shloka, that Krishna showered his nectarian glands upon them. This is what the acharyas are explaining, how he's showering his nectarian glands, not just by standing back and looking at them, but feeling so much pain that suddenly all his friends and cows had died, and then embracing them and crying over them, and his tears were the showers of the nectar, because his tears are non-different from him. Chakravarti Pad Maharaj is saying that at that moment he revealed his Aishwarya. He became one Krishna with each of the cows and each of the boyfriends. And he cried over each one at the same time. And when he was embracing them and crying over them, immediately they all came back to life as soon as his tears touched their bodies. If they could die from just touching the poisonous water, why could not they be revived by touching the Lord's tears immediately? If Kaliya can kill them instantly, can Krishna not revive them instantly? This is Lord Krishna's tears. Some acharyas say that just by looking at them mercifully, the cows and the boys, they came back to life. A Chakravarti Pad says his tears. Actually, he has taken all those cows were his mother's, because he had taken milk from all those cows when he was a calf. When he had become calf. What powers there is in Krishna's glands. Therefore, we should always come in front of Krishna's glands. The Lord actually sees his devotees.
जो व्यक्ति भगवान का दर्शन करता है तो भगवान उस पर प्रेम से देखते हैं और जिस पर भगवान प्रेम से देखते हैं
Those persons who come to take darshan of Krishna, they come in front of Krishna. Krishna looks at them with his merciful glance. And whomsoever he looks with his merciful glance, they can never have sufferings in their life. Everything about Krishna is transcendental and he is full of love. Suppose samyak jivan means totally 100% back to life without any sign of having ever taken poison. Otherwise, you see, sometimes somebody might take poison and suppose he did not quite die, so the person he may stay alive, but for a long time he may be very sick or almost dead. The effect of the poison remains. They become very weak. They cannot see from the eyes very well. He may recover very, very slowly. When Krishna brought them back to life, They did not, when they came back to life, they did not even realize that they actually died. They thought they woke up from a sleep. That much remembrance they had, that they remembered that they had drunk this poison water and they had fallen down. The cows had also remembered, the children also. But when they woke up, they felt totally refreshed, as if they had just woken. But the moment that they had touched the poison to their lip, how much they must have felt bad. They remembered. They still remember. But there is no effect of the poison on their bodies. In Gopi Geet, they sing Vish Jalad. They're singing, "You saved us from the poison water," means that our children or our, although their gopis didn't take the poison water, but they meant that our cows and our children, you saved them from the poisoned water once. At that time, if you hadn't protected them, saved the cows and the boys from that poisoned, the dying, we would all have died because of the sorrow. You had Gopi Geet, they sing, one time you had saved us from the poison of water, but now you're killing us from the separation, from your separation. Please become Prakat again. Please let us reveal yourself in front so we can see you. In every way you have saved us.
इससे यह सिद्ध होता है कि समस्त ब्रजवासी और गोपी जन आदि जान गए थे कि कृष्ण ने ही जीवित किया था.
In other words, all the Brajvasis and Gopijans, they all understood that it was Krishna who brought everyone back to life. So this Leela is very important. When Krishna was crying and weeping, and by his tears he brought everyone back to life.
Kurudvaha means one who
increases the kirti of their lineage. Sukadev Maharaj is glorifying Maharaj Parikshit.
स्पष्ट अनुक्ति क्यों कर रहे हैं, स्पष्ट क्यों नहीं कर रहे हैं सुखदेव गोस्वामी?
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी saying here,
तथा सर्वान तथा भूतान ताद्रिक अवस्था गतान स्पष्ट अनुक्ति अमंगलस्य पुनरअपि व्यंजना योग्यत्वात्. सुखदेव गोस्वामी तथा भूतान,
why सुखदेव गोस्वामी is not saying clearly like like telling the story, like they had died, they were lying like this, their arms were like this, their feet was like this. So then Sanatana Goswami Maharaj writes that
spasht anukti,
that to describe such an amangal, inauspicious scene, to describe in words is not good. Therefore he said tatha bhutan, or because of too much affection for Krishna, he did not want to describe the very sorrowful scene. The word means that viksha means that immediately he brought them back to life. He did not wait.
देर नहीं हुआ.
It did not take long. अविलंबम.
जतः स्वनाथन. क्यों तत्काल जीवित कर दिए?
Why immediately?
स्वनाथन.
Because he is स्वनाथ.
अनन्य गति.
Because he knew Krishna was their only Natha, their only Lord, and Krishna knew because those children and cow had no other Lord except him. So he took care of them immediately, brought them back to life. Suppose in the world, if a cow or a person, somebody accidentally takes poison, then who will take care of them immediately is the person who loves them most. The person who takes care of the cow or the relative of the child, a parent, they would immediately take that cow or the child or person to the hospital. Nobody else. The person who loves them most, they care the most. Krishna, when he saw that what happened to his cows and his friends, who was their friend? He knew he was their only friend. Krishna did not bring them back to life with this bhav feeling that I am Bhagwan. He brought them back to life with this bhav or feeling that I am their only protector. This is the word, the meaning of the word Swanathai in this verse.
क्यों जिला दिए? अब सुखदेव गोस्वामी अपनी ओर से कहते हैं जो
why did he bring them back to life? Now Sukadev Goswami, he is saying from his own side. Because he is Yogeshwar.
समान योगी में भी इस प्रकार की शक्ति देखी जाती.
Even an ordinary yogi can do this, bring somebody back to life or remove the effect of poison. But Krishna is Yogeshwar. He is the Ishwar of all the
yogis.
He is the Ishwar of all the Yogeshwars. Now for which day will Krishna would save his Yogeshwarness? Tell me. To bring back to life, when would be a better opportunity than this, when all his friends and cows have died?
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Niti Mati Mama.
Wherever there is Krishna, there is victory. This Sanjay is telling Dhritarashtra in Bhagavad Gita that Maharaj, because you are thinking Duryodhan and his brothers will be victorious, it is like a dream. You are actually just dreaming for nothing, because wherever there is Krishna, there will be victory. Forget your dreaming. The Pandavas' victory is already been decided because they have Krishna on their side. But still that blind king did not listen. There was still time, he could have stopped the war, but he was so blinded for his sons that he did not listen.
कथा कहने में संजय जी धृतराष्ट्र को इस तरह सुना रहे हैं, जब शंखवादन हुआ कुरुक्षेत्र में तो कहते हैं,
while speaking to Dhritarashtra what's happening on the battlefield, when everyone was blowing their conch shell,
भगवान कद केवल और बाजा में,
just by hearing the blowing of the conch shell of Krishna and Yudhishthira and Arjun, not everyone else's, just theirs.
शंखनाद धृतराष्ट्र के पुत्रों की छाती फाड़ दिया. और किसको सुना रहे हैं?
This was Sanjay Uvacha. He is telling Dhritarashtra that the blowing of their conch shell is breaking the hearts of your sons. But still Dhritarashtra would not listen. He only wanted to hear. This is when Dhritarashtra is telling Sanjay, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do at the battlefield? Just tell me the fighting, about the fighting part. I don't want to hear any preaching. This was his saying. After 10 days, when Bhishma Pitama fell down, Dhritarashtra was very sad. But when from the Kaurava side, they blew the conch shells and so many musical instruments, Sanjay didn't say very much. But how did it affect the Pandavas soldiers and the Pandavas? Nothing. On the other side, their chest was breaking, but this side, nothing happened. And at the end of the Gita, Sanjay is telling Dhritarashtra, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna.
Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Maharaj, main bol raha hu, Matir Mama, ye mera anubhav hai, aur aap
Maharaj,
praman mante hai.
I am telling you, this is Matir Mama, this is my understanding.
Main saaf keh deta hu ki jahan Krishna hai aur jahan
I'm telling you clearly, wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Gandiv, Dhari, Arjun, only there will be victorious. Your sons will not be victorious. You will lose all your sons. Therefore, even now, you can phone them and tell them to stop the battle. But he did not listen. Tell me if you say, I will dial the phone. Some devotee might think that, oh, at that time there was no telephone, how Sanjay may have sent the message to stop the fight. But at least he could have sent a very fast chariot on the same day. He could have stopped the battle. At the most, it will take 1 or 2 hours from Hastinapur to the battlefield, but the Dhritarashtra did not listen.
So,
wherever there is Krishna, there is victory, there is all good fortune.